Blog Talk Radio.
Another night of Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Mark Rawson, and today I'm actually broadcasting live from the New Yorker Hotel in New York City. For a number of you who have been emailing me and asking, where is Mark today? I'm actually working the New Life Expo this weekend in New York City, and you can come by my Deborah King booth. I've been setting up a booth and running a booth for Deborah King, who is a spiritual teacher around the world. And I will actually be working the booth in New York at the New Yorker Hotel starting on Friday at 3:30. And I'll be working through until Sunday at 7 o'clock at night. So if you want to come by and get a free energy reading, want to find more about spirituality, or want to meet me in person, that is the place to go. So with that, I always like to tell people, if you want to find out more about Spiritual Connections Radio and the guests that we bring on from around the world every week, you can do that by going to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that said, I'd like to introduce my great co-host, Pamela Torr. Pamela, are you out there?
I am out here. I'm down in the sunny state of Florida. It's dark right now, but it's sunny during the day. And I'm really excited about our guest tonight. Her name is Elsa Stokes. And she was born extremely intuitive. She does lots of angel readings. She's written a book called Dare to Be Limitless When the Angels Take Your Hand. And the creator of Angel DNA Health Practitioners and Emotional Replacement Therapy. Now, I can't wait to find out about all of this. Elsa, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Pamela?
Welcome.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much for having me on your show, Mark and Pamela. It is an
honor. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, sweetie.
So before we get started, why don't you tell everybody your website? Because I absolutely love the music on your website.
Sure, it's angelhealingwings.com. That's with an S, angelhealingwings.com. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll let Pam take the lead on this because we want to find out how you got started on your spiritual journey.
Okay, absolutely. So how I got started on my spiritual journey was I felt like I had no other choice, you know, as spirits and the angels, Pamela was saying, I was born extremely intuitive, being able to see angels and ghosts and all sorts of spiritual beings since I was very young. Another thing that I was so blessed with was the gift of prophecy, which is being able to see things before it happens. And it wasn't just sporadically, it was every day, like every day I can see tomorrow. And I wondered, you know, why I was being given this. Actually, I thought everybody had the same, you know, ability to do this, to the point where I would tell my sister, you're going to go to the store, you're going to meet a man, he's wearing orange, he's got blonde hair, he's going to tell you these words, and she'd start cracking up. And I said, okay, go do it, you know, and it would be at a specific time because they would show me the clock. And so she'd follow the instructions and she'd go, and surely enough, verbatim by the words, it's almost as if though our life is already written before we live it. And the reason I say that is because I see that every day. So it's hard for me to see anything different. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow, if everything's already created, then where does manifestation come from? Well, I believe that manifestation comes from our thoughts and our minds. So we first, everything that we're thinking today, we're manifesting for tomorrow. So it's quite fascinating. So I just started my journey because I started to see so many things, and I started to feel really guilty that I couldn't stop accidents from happening or people from getting hurt. So I decided I need to do some training as to why I was so open up. Like, I didn't know how to control this ability that I had. It was too much for me, where I couldn't have a conversation with one person without getting information, the person next to them, and it was just too much for me. So I decided I needed to do some training in order to be able to block certain energies that I can control what I want to see and what I don't want to see. And so as I started to do a lot of the trainings and develop to find everything about what chakras are, I had no idea what that was. Then I was able to discover, wow, I can actually control this, where I can start living my life and I don't need to be, you know, bombarded with everybody's information at the same time. So, and I would astro travel all day long. So it was just, it was very hard for me to be grounded. So I do have to say I am very grateful for all the training that I have done, you know, and it's been an honor and a privilege to be able to forward this training on to students who are open enough to receive it. So I always say we're always...
Okay, let me interrupt you for a second there. Hold on for 1 second. I want to get a message out to the group for anybody that's listening.
Sure.
I just want to let anybody know that if you'd like to call in for an angel reading, and those are angel readings you're going to be doing today, correct?
Readings and healings, yes.
Excellent. For anybody who wants to phone in and get a reading and some healing today, we'll probably be taking calls in about 30 minutes because we've got a lot to talk about first. And probably in about 30 minutes, or if you want to call in a little bit sooner, you can reach us at 646-716-9663. I'm going to give everybody that number again. That's 646-716-9663. So I want to let everybody know that if you want to call in and get a reading, you can do that probably in about 30 minutes. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
Pamela, you were going to ask me something.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Elsa. You said that you made the choice to get some training to sort of create a boundary between yourself and the energies around you, so you weren't in constant... Your energy wasn't constantly mingling with other people's and their futures and whatnot, and you could live your own life. What sort of training did you decide to do to get to that point?
Well, the training, well, I followed, you know, basically, I believe the very first thing that I went into training was to develop, because I had the gift of mediumship, but I wanted to be able to develop it where I wouldn't have to hear informations all the time. So I started with that, you know, getting certified as a medium, and then an angel intuitive, and then a shamanic practitioner. And so it just kept going on and on. So it was a point, and then doing the theta healing, which then I created my own version of, but it's not of a theta healing, which is reprogrammed belief system. So I never stopped learning. I just felt that I had to keep doing more, because everything that would show up in my life, I had to be able to do something about it. You understand? So it was first I discovered my own healing that I needed to go through. And then I truly believe that when you are developing your own healing and your own skills, these are going to be the ways to help other people the best, because then we're not putting our stuff onto anyone else, you know. And that's one of the things that Carrie and I, my husband, teach a lot, is about really getting out of the way, because when you're doing this service for another, you want to make sure you're totally clean, this clean vessel, like a clear vessel, and that your energy isn't in it at all. It's spirit working right through you. And I believe that the more healing that we do on ourselves, then that is going to facilitate that even stronger. And you become even more powerful, because what happens is not us in the first place. It's spirit, you know? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So at what point did you write your book?
I believe I wrote my book a couple years ago or a year ago. I'm really bad with time. I just don't have the concept of time whatsoever. But they did it in 3 months. The angels decided you need to write a book, and they just started writing through me, and I couldn't stop until I finished. And we were doing it for the Spiritual Awakening Conference that Carrie and I were going to be keynote speakers at, and they said, you need to get this book out for this conference. And I was thinking, it's only 3 months away. And they're telling me, there's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as limitations. The only limitations are the ones we put on ourselves. So I'd be up 5 o'clock in the morning, sometimes sleep 3 hours, and, you know, and they just, I had so much energy, you'd think I'd be so exhausted, but I was just so fired up through the spirit that even at the show, we had, like, you know, a very hard schedule right after that. So we got the books delivered right there when it was finished for our show. So it was quite amazing. And I have to
That's a great story.
Yeah, and I have to say that anyone who picks up the book, they can't put it down until they finish reading it. That's one of the things that, you know, the angels really just made adamant about, that whoever picks up this book is going to receive not only a lot of healing, but it will be so hard for them to put it down. And that's one of the main comments that I get from people, is that, my God, this book is so amazing, I can't put it down. And, you know, I always reference to it because there's healing techniques that the angels channeled through me, you know, removing fear, soul retrieval pieces, you know, bringing back your soul pieces. I mean, identifying specific angels that are going to assist you through your life. I mean, there's just so many different things in this book, and really motivational steps to really dare to be that limitless being so that you can step into your divine divinity.
How lovely. That's beautiful. So you and Carrie, your husband, you work on, Carrie was on a show a few weeks ago, and we were talking about shamanism. And I'm assuming that you help him. I think he actually mentioned this during one of the shows that he was on, that you actually you work together to create different experiences, different workshops, different things with him. Can you tell us, do you have anything coming up in the near future?
Oh, yeah. What I have with him coming up is it's going to be Find Your Soulmate with the Help of Your Angels, and that one is going to be May 18th. We actually had it scheduled for this Saturday, but we had to change it because our schedule got so tight for all the things that we have going on. So we decided, okay, we're going to need to reschedule this. And even though the class was, you know, we had lots of registrations, but we don't go by that. You know, we go by what spirits are telling us. So that's where it's so important to stay faithful, you know. And so we're changing the date to May 18th. And that's going to be all about discover the 7 secrets, the ingredients on how to find your soulmate, implement and manifest your soulmate, techniques to manifest it, remove any blocks that you might have. And these blocks can be, you know, removing soul fragments from anyone you've had an intimate relationship in this lifetime or any other lifetime. So we're going to be pulling that out on the DNA level and deepen that connection with your current partner, and deepen that on a DNA level. So a lot of the work that I do is on a DNA level. And also we're going to talk about establishing feng shui settings to create energy of love. It's amazing how you can actually manifest love quicker by, you know, establishing these feng shui settings in your home. Even love for yourself, you know. And also some shamanic remedies to enhance love. So we're really excited about that class. Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. And you, in the little blurb that you sent us before the show, it says Angel DNA Health Practitioner. What is a Angel DNA Health Practitioner? Can you tell us?
Yeah. Like I mentioned to you before, Pamela, about working on the, like, theta healing. Theta healing is when we go to that, you know, to the theta wave, kind of like when we're sleeping, we go to delta, theta. It's reaching out of the consciousness, out of to where we are, to be able to reprogram certain belief systems. And see, we're all born with belief systems that we either got from past life or an ancestral tide or history level or soul level. So, for instance, our subconscious mind always knows the truth. So you might say, of course, I know I'm beautiful. But if I test you, we do energy testing, and it tests that you really don't feel you're beautiful, then we reprogram to, yes, I am beautiful. Same thing to I'm powerful or whatever it is. It's changing belief systems that you don't even know that you have, and it could be you're holding on to guilt or shame, which is a very low vibration to, you know, not allowing you to step forward. So removing that instantly can shift your whole destiny, you see. So it mm-hmm. actually brings you quicker to where you need to go. So
okay,
just,
so
yeah.
Go ahead. So I was just going to say, so the Angel DNA health practitioner is actually someone who can move down to the theta brainwave, because the theta brainwave is like where we're, the brainwave we have when we're in deep meditation or sleep, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then from that level, you can move into the DNA of the person and change limiting beliefs. Is that I'm trying
That's
to
correct.
Do,
That's
okay,
correct, Pamela.
I wasn't sure I had.
I'm actually doing this class online, so as well. So if anyone's interested in taking the course online, that's an option for you, because a lot of people can't travel or what have you. So the angels opened that up. And it's interesting how we're going to do that online, because you need a partner. So they are going to show me how they're going to do that. The reason you need a partner is that you're reprogramming the partner, you see. And mm-hmm. you can also reprogram yourself. But so they did say that we are offering it online, so it's going to be exciting to see how they're going to do that.
Good. Are your programs, and this is just really because I'm interested, and I think our audience probably is too, are your programs preset? Do you plan them out step by step as to what you're going to talk about first and then next, or is it more of a letting spirit flow through you and channel a lot of the information, or is it a combination of both?
I would definitely say, Pamela, it's a combination of both. I come with, you know, an outline, but within that outline, they're channeling to me the same way you're talking to me now, constantly. So they'll mm-hmm. tell me, okay, stop, this is what you're going to do, and that kind of thing. And, you know, you pick up on the energy not only in the class, but also those online, as I've done classes online before, and I've been able to reprogram people online, you know, without seeing them. And it's just amazing. The angels just work instantly. So, and I get feedback afterwards, or you can comment on, you know, on the webinar. So it's fascinating the work that they do. So, yes.
Wonderful. That's lovely. So tell me about the ABC Crichton White Show.
Oh, the Kristen White Show, yes.
Oh, that's Kristen. Okay.
Yeah,
I have a typo on here.
That's okay. Yes. You know, we don't have the exact date when that's going to air, but Carrie and I did fly to St. Louis, and we were interviewed by Kristen White, which she's a really beautiful soul. And like I said, I just have pictures on, you know, on Facebook, but I don't have the exact date when that's going to air, so I'd have to send that to you so you can send it to your audience. But we're excited about that show, absolutely. And I, you
and
know, I was talking about my book, and yeah, you know, Carrie was talking about what he does, and I was talking about what I do in my book, and we actually did a demonstration on the Angel DNA Health Practitioner, you know, reprogramming. So it'll be on the TV, absolutely, ABC. Actually, it airs right before Good Morning America, and I know it's being viewed on Fox News, a lot of different channels, but I don't hold on to information that, you know, it's all like, it's all beautiful, and whatever happens, it's all good, you know. So, yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about the ripple effect?
Yeah, what she does is she interviews people who she feels are an expert, you know, in their field. I think she calls it the celebrity experts. I'm not real sure of the specific name, but what it is that she's interviewing people to letting the public know all of these different healing, not only healing modalities, it could be, you know, an invention that she might have created, or, you know, particular remedy that is unique, or anything, in life coach, anything that's very that she sees that the person has really gone through, you know, I guess extensive, not only training on their own, but they have a database of, you know, students, and, you know, so this is what she decided to do, and she calls it the ripple effect, because anything that we're doing, it's rippling over, you know, to the next generation, and, you know, to our children and our children's children, and so to help everyone, which is a beautiful thing that she's able to air this on TV instead of having, you know, negative news, it's all positive news, which is beautiful.
That's great. I didn't realize it was her. That was really the name of the segment on her show.
Yes,
so,
and you know,
like
you
that.
Can go to you can just you know, go to kristenwhite.com, and it'll show right there the ripple effect and everything that she does.
Right.
Yeah.
So it says here that you and Carrie are the host of the Angel and Shamanic Healing Hour radio show on Thursday nights from 7 to 8. Is that right?
That is. We also have a Blog Talk Radio every Thursday. In fact, we just got off the phone about an hour ago. And, again, it's about doing readings and healings for everyone. And it's a great opportunity for us to give back, you know, because we get so much from everybody that it's just our time to give back. And we absolutely do it from our hearts and love it beyond words, because the healings that you get, whether it's a mediumship that's coming through or somebody has a specific pain or, you know, reprogramming things, it's just such a, we're so blessed, you know. We've had it for a while now, and we have a very extensive, you know, listening audience, and so we're very fortunate to be able to do this for other people.
Oh, nice. Now, you told me earlier that people, you were offering this this program online, the DNA, the Angel DNA Health Practitioner, online, because some people can't travel. If they could travel, where are you?
Oh, yes, it's actually in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And the location, yeah, the location, it is a Renaissance Hotel. That's where I'll be. I'm also doing the soul retrieval class online as well. And that's only $33 for the soul retrieval class. I mean, not, did I say soul retrieval? I'm sorry. The soulmate class. Yeah, the soulmate class. And that's only $33. So it's a great opportunity that, you know, to go and find your soulmate or enhance that current relationship that you're in for $33 online or in person. It's going to be awesome.
That's great. And how many days is it?
It's just
one
day. Oh, yeah. The soulmate is going to be from 10:30 to 5, and the same thing is with the other class, the Angel DNA, 10:30, that's a half hour more, 10:30 to 5:30. So imagine, but April 13th and 14th is the Angel DNA Health Practitioner class. So that's a two-day event, because you're going to be certified as an Angel DNA Health Practitioner, where you can go out, not only do the healing for yourself, but you'll go out and heal other people and offer this as a healing modality. So, you know, it is a little bit more intense.
Good. That sounds wonderful. That sounds really wonderful. All right. Now, Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm just listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I think we have a couple phone calls. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah,
no,
I just want to talk about the angelshotline.com that anybody can call it. Yeah.
I'll let you run with that. I'm going to go screen some callers. I'll be right back.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, before I forget, you know, I have to get all the left brain out of the stuff before I get the readings. Anyways, so angelshotline.com was the website I created, and everyone that's on there has been certified as an angel dean, channel reader through my workshop. And they've all been tested, and they all do beautiful readings, and a lot of them are also on there certified as the Angel DNA Health Practitioner, which they do that as well. So it's a place you can go and get readings and healings anytime you need it. And if you don't want the healing, you're just calling in for the reading, and the first 3 minutes are free, so that you feel comfortable with whoever you've decided to pick as your reader. And that's an awesome place to call and feel the love and light of all these beautiful readers that are out there.
Lovely. That's beautiful. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think that's important. And you can, that's 24/7. You can reach
Yeah,
to reach someone at any time?
Any time, yep. I have people on there at 2 o'clock. I mean, they're on there at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. So, yep, yeah.
That's great. So, dare to be limitless when the angels take your hand. I know you mentioned that you wrote it in 3 months, and you wrote it because you and Carrie were going to be keynote speakers at an expo. I'm actually experiencing that very same thing. I'm trying to finish a book because at the end of May I'm going to be in an expo in Chicago.
Oh,
so,
wonderful! Oh, I'm feeling that you're going to get it done. I mean, I'm feeling that the energies are going to be quite rapid for you. But my crown chakra is raising that's something very possible for you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. That's really great.
If you're questioning, they have me writing 2 books right now at the same time, which was fascinating because I wasn't planning on writing a book on soulmate, but as this class came forward and they're showing me what to do, they're like, start writing, and I hadn't finished my other book. So I know what you're talking about, but they can do it all, so, you know, it's going to happen. So that's wonderful. And I can see that your book is going to help a lot of people. Beautiful, Pamela.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping that's true, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought it was such a funny coincidence that you tell me the story that I'm living right now.
It's always like that. Like attracts likes. It's like spark plugs. Yeah.
Anyway. So,
all right. Mark Lawson, I'm back online.
Hey, Mark.
All right, are you ready for some readings?
I sure am. I don't know if Pamela had anything else to say before.
All right, go ahead, Pamela.
No, for right now, we're good. Let's go ahead and take a few readings, and then we can always catch up a little bit more later.
Sure.
All right, sounds good. I'm just going to bring, is it Annette? Did I pronounce
yes.
your name correctly?
Yes.
Annette,
yes.
You're on the line with Pamela and Elsie. Go ahead, Elsie.
Oh, thank you.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well.
No,
I'm
what
just...
is your name? I said Pamela. What's your name?
Annette,
thank you.
Annette, there we go. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm picking up on everyone's energy. Let me just go on hers. Okay, thank you. Hi, Annette. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing well, just going through some stuff right now. Well, mostly my husband and just wondering how things will pan out and trying to kind of go out there on my own in business and seeing how it's just a lot, going through some dark times right now. So just wanted to see if maybe you could sense something or see something. And
yes, hold on.
Trying to find some hope, I guess.
Yeah. What did you mention about your husband? Because I kind of got
cut
off.
Yeah, he's going through some hard times with his work right now.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yep,
so it's rippling over to you. Okay, thanks.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. One of the things that I'm getting is that that you have a healing ability and that it's time for you to step into that. I don't know if you recognize that or not, but I am seeing that. I am seeing that you also are quite intelligent and quite bright. Like when you start to do something, you catch on to it really quick and you have the ability to finish it. But sometimes what ends up happening is that you get very distracted. You understand
mm-hmm.
that?
Yes, totally. I'm totally ADD, yes.
Yes. So I'm getting the distraction around you and they can bring in a balance within the distraction because all that's happening is that your mind is telling you, okay, you got to do this. No, but you have to finish this. And it's like, and
right.
so the energy of like, it's just never enough time. There's the
mm-hmm.
word never enough is coming around your energy field. So we want to
yes,
pull that.
That's
we
so
want,
correct.
We want to pull that energy of never enough and pull that and shift it to always enough. Okay.
Mm.
Because what ends up happening is that the more we're in that place of never enough, the more that we're just trying to catch up to ourselves, you know, and we can't. You know, we just literally cannot. It's kind of like watching, you know, a dog trying to chase its tail, going in
right.
circles.
Right.
So it's about pulling this energy of never enough. And but before we go there, you know, it stems back. It feels like it's an ancestral piece. So I have to get your permission to pull that out on
sure.
that ancestral
yes,
piece
please.
As well.
Go ahead.
Because it definitely feels like a family thing. You understand this?
Yes, totally.
And I'm getting your mom's energy around that. All right, so hold on 2 seconds. And while they're working, though, they're going to be, you know, talking at the same time. Hold on 1 second. I'm channeling.
Sure.
Thank you. Yeah, and okay, and I'm working on you now. Thank you with the angels. They're saying that to relax the heart. The heart is beating faster than it needs to. Thank you. Hold on. They're bringing that down. They're saying that everything's going to work out and pan out at your husband's job.
Okay.
They're showing me that you need to either, like, get a massage or get into a body of water with sea salt, like, to relax the body, which I think you already know this internally. You know this because you're intuitive.
Yes.
But you've been avoiding it. You've been, like, putting every excuse that you can think of, they're still working on that, you know, so that it just doesn't happen again. Okay, pulling, it's almost all gone. Okay, thank you. They're also telling me that you're a good counselor. So I don't know if you know this, but you're really good at listening to people and to giving them advice. All right, thank you. But when it comes to yourself, you know, you don't really take the time for you, and this is about self-love. So do I have permission to bring in more of your self-love to yourself to really be good to you? Yes? All right, thank you. Hold on. Bring in a lot of gold light around that, and then pink light to your heart. All right, thank you. And I'm also getting some forgiveness here. Hold on one second. First, forgiving yourself. It feels like you're holding on to some energy again. All right, thank you. It seems more like resentment than anger. So do I have permission to pull any resentment you have towards yourself?
Please.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Thank you. Thank you. In this lifetime, any other lifetime, thank you. Let me watch. Replacing that to love and forgiveness instantly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. And then I'm also getting it's not your fault, so I need to pull any feeling that you feel everything's your fault. Can I pull that out?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Everything is happening in divine order. Thank you. And they're showing me your feet. They're telling me that you feel sometimes you need to be grounded more. So they're telling me for you to go outside, like, or put your hands in the grass, or put, you know, take your feet and rub them against the grass. They're showing me grounded. I need to get grounded. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. They're grounding you now. Thank you. Hold on. And then they're showing me a lot of butterflies around you, and they're saying that actually that you can be as soft as a butterfly and very gentle, and that this is what you were, like, you are the safest and the place of your beauty is to bring in that softness and that, you know, the heaviness, releasing that heaviness, kind of like really light like a butterfly, right? So butterflies are around you now. Hold on. They're bringing that energy in. And, you know, the thing is that the more faith that you have and the more that you surrender to God and to Source and take the time to pray and meditate, it's going to shift that energy over to your husband, you see. It's almost as if, though, you know, like he's swimming and he's got, there's no life support, right? So it doesn't mean you need to be a life support to anybody, but what it does mean is be a life support to yourself, you see.
Right.
And when that happens, that'll automatically, you know, go over to him where he'll start to feel.
That makes so much sense, yes.
He'll start to feel more calm. He'll start to have more faith, you know, because he really relies on you. I see that he relies on you, on your opinions.
He does.
On, like, what you think and, I mean, seriously wants your approval. You understand this?
Yes, totally.
So they're saying that it's really important for you just to let go and that no matter what, have faith not only in God, but have faith in him. Make him feel that everything he's doing is perfect, okay?
Okay.
Because this is going to help your marriage. Now, do I have your permission to connect you two on a soul level even stronger
Absolutely.
Than what you are right now to bring in more of that love and passion? Hold on one second. As I see, he loves you very much, and you do too, and sometimes you guys just don't make the time for each other, all right?
No, you're right.
And so you know what? It's about putting our priorities straight, you know?
Yep.
Because the more that we put priorities on ourselves and what's good for us, guess what? You start to manifest. Then you start to manifest. Well, that is the number one way to manifest, is to let go, have fun, and bring in the love.
Right.
That's a
so
guarantee.
True.
That's a guarantee. Okay? And that's when you hear the messages of your angels and your guides.
That makes a lot of sense, yes.
All right. So the last thing they just want to do is pull out fear. Do I have permission to pull out fear from your
yes.
heart?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Hold on. You're going on this carriage ride with him, and it's, like, really beautiful.
I hope so, because it's been quite a ride so far.
Really listen to what they had to tell you today. I know you're feeling lighter because my body's feeling lighter around your energy.
I do. I mean, I thank you. You really gave me some peace and some lightheartedness and just some you affirmed that I need to meditate and just trust God in the whole process and just let go. I'm trying to control, and it doesn't do anybody any good. What's going to happen is going to happen, and I just need to let it flow. So
right, exactly. Right. Well, I encourage you to check out the workshops that I have coming up. There.
I will.
You know, angelhealingwings.com. Thank you so
thank
much,
you
and
so
I love
much.
You. You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, that was beautiful, Elsa. Thank you.
Thank you,
Pamela. All right, you ready for the next one?
Sure am. Thank you.
All right, I'm getting ready to bring on Fanny. Fanny, are you online?
Let me call you right back. Okay, bye. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Sorry, someone had just called me on my other line.
Oh, no, that's okay. Nothing to be sorry about. It's a good thing you're getting calls. What is your name again? Sammy?
Yes, my name is Fanny, and thank you for taking my call. And I wanted to ask you, I've been having some stomach issues, and it was a fear, I was fearful that I was going to have Crohn's like my older sister, and then my nephew also has it, and we have a lot of autoimmune issues in the family, and I was wondering if that was in the family line.
All right, let me just go into your body and to see what's going on in your body and kind of reassure you that you don't have this disease. Hold on one second. Okay, yeah. So what I'm getting is like what you said is more fear. It's all fear, and they can pull this fear off. You know, one of the things that can happen in our life is that the more we fear something, it does as though we manifest it into real life, okay?
Mm.
So the less we fear, then the less bad things will happen, you see?
Right.
So they want to pull this fear off of you. First of all, they all want you to know that it's not a matter of like, yes, I do see that there is that energy in the family line, but right now they can pull that on that DNA level so you don't get that. Pull that ancestral piece of this disease and any and all diseases for you. You understand?
Yes.
And once they pull this, your fear is going to be gone, and then you can start to live your life. Because I see that at nighttime, sometimes it's hard for you to sleep. You just, like, worry. You understand this?
Yes.
And it's not for you to worry, you know? It's not for you to worry. It's like I feel it's a lot of unnecessary worrying. But love is the only thing that heals, right?
Yeah.
And you need to go to that place of love for yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So before we do that, do I have your permission to pull any and all diseases on an ancestral piece and any other history level, soul level, past life level from your body at this time?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Hold on. Thank you, sir. And as they're working, I'm feeling your dad's energy around you. All right, hold on one second. Before we do that, Mother Mary's energy also came around you, and she's telling you let go of stress. They're still working on that disease. Thank you. Hold on. You're a very sensitive person. And love just keeps coming around you. They're also wanting to pull any judgments. Do I have permission to pull any and all judgments for yourself and anybody else?
Yes.
Thank you. And they're telling you, relax, everything's going to be okay. And they're also going to infuse you with energy because it seems like you've been very lethargic lately. You understand this?
Yes.
Thank you. Hold on. And sometimes it feels like you have a flu, but you're not having a flu, so they're pulling this out. Do I have your permission?
Yes.
Thank you. Hold and you're an empath are also showing me that you have ability for mediumship, so you may want to look into this in the future. If you open yourself up to this, okay? All right, hold on.
Yes.
You already know this?
Yes.
Thank you. You may want to take our mediumship class. Thank you. Hold on. All right. Mm-hmm. Again, love is coming around you, saying love heals all fear. Love and fear cannot hold the same space at the same time. It's impossible. So anytime you feel any fear coming towards your body, replace it with love. You have the ability. You're a healer. You have the ability to do this. Hold on. They're almost done with the disease. Thank you. And what they're showing me is that you were sick in another lifetime. So what's happening now is that you're remembering. And so the remembering is bringing in the fear as if though it's happening now. So they want to pull that piece from that past life that it ever happened and replace it to it never happened in another lifetime. Do I have your permission to pull that?
Yes, please.
So it will not be on your in your energy field. It will not be in your blueprint. Thank you. Hold on. Good, 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 good. They're also working on your powerhouse. They're saying that it's time for you to step into your power. Do you recognize this? You've been feeling very powerless lately. Thank you.
Yes.
You have a lot of gifts. I'm seeing that you have the ability, you know, you're very artistic. Do you recognize this in yourself?
Yes, but I've lost touch with it.
Yes, but they're telling you that it's time for you to find it again. You haven't lost it. It's just been behind you. It's time to put it in front of you. You understand that?
Yes.
You have your permission to do that, to put this energy in front of you. All right. Thank you. Your artistic abilities. Thank you. Thank you. The only reason you put them behind, they're talking about, is from fear. Thank you. All the fear has been washed away. Thank you. They show me a river, and the river just, like, sucked it all out. Thank you. All right. Thank you. And then they bring into you this imaginary world. They're saying, what do you want to see instead? What do you want to feel instead? What do you want to hear instead? Make a wish, like a magic wand. Make a wish because it can come true. All right. And then protect your energy field from anybody else who's complaining. All right. Again, I'm feeling a lot of complaining energy around you. I need to pull that off. Do I have permission to do that?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Yep, they're working on the powerhouse. And then they're saying that you're holding on to a lot of emotion that you haven't let go of yet. Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Let's see what they want to do with that. All right. They want you to scream into a pillow.
I'm sorry?
Okay. They want you to scream into a pillow.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
These are their specific instructions, okay?
When I was young, I used to bite a roll of toilet paper.
There you go. I'm seeing that that part of you wants to scream, so scream into a pillow 3 times, go into a closet if you don't want anybody to hear you, but
okay.
Definitely do this, okay? This is going to finish this healing process for you. As soon as we hang up, do this, okay?
Yes.
All right, hold on. And they're wrapping you with a lot of pink energy right now. You know what? It's about you knowing you deserve it. You need to know you deserve great things. Do I have permission to bring that into your energy field?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Pulling any and all undeserving. Thank you. There it is. There it is. They brought a big, beautiful red rose in your heart. You deserve it. Yes, and they're bringing in royalty. They're even saying you deserve royalty. Do you understand that?
No.
I know you don't, but you do. Hold on. That's how much they're bringing in, that you deserve royalty. Thank you, angels. Thank you so much. You know, they want you to work with crystals, okay?
I am.
Okay.
Good. I am. I have a whole bunch right here on my...
Okay. Okay, because I'm seeing the crystals, but I'm seeing particularly, you know, the clear quartz.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you know this already? Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Been calling me today.
They've been calling you. Yep. So listen to them, because they're calling you to it again. This is confirmation for you. I'm seeing you hold it in your hand.
And I have it. It's actually a smoke
meditate before. Meditate with it. Meditate. Okay.
Okay.
Go to that place. I encourage you to go to my website and do the Connecting with Your Angel CD I have there. It's going to help you a lot.
Okay.
Because I see that you're very intuitive, and by you doing the CD, I mean, there are people that do it every day, not to say that you have to, but the more that you connect with the angels, the more that you're going to be able to heal yourself, because I'm seeing that you have the ability to heal yourself. But you just, you know, you just don't give yourself that credit. You understand?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, Elsie, if you're ready, I got your next caller online.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your blessings.
Oh,
have
welcome.
A great night, Fanny.
You do as well, Mark. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We're bringing on Michelle from Florida. Michelle, you're on with Elsie.
Hi, Elsie. How are you?
Good.
I should say Elsa. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just told you mentally, so you heard it. Thank you. Okay. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for calling. Can I help you today, Michelle?
Well, this is my first angel reading. I've never did this before.
Oh, congratulations. You're stepping into a new world.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Okay, do you have a specific question?
Question. Well, not really. I've been in pain the last few days. I'm wondering if I'm ever going to heal, if I'm going to get better soon.
Okay, hold on one second. Well, I am seeing some stuck energy, and they can pull it. It feels like a crystallized energy, and it's, like, located in your lower spine. So if I can remove that with your permission, I know this is the first time. I don't know if you've ever had a healing like this before, but they're saying that you'll be okay with it. Do I have your permission to pull? There's a crystallized energy that feels really heavy, right, in your, you know, in the area, your sacral area. Do I have your permission to remove that?
Yes, you do.
It's in the lower spine, but I'm feeling it also in the sacral. Thank you. Hold on one second. As they're doing this, they're showing me that it's good for you to study. They're showing me books around you as they're pulling this out. Have you been thinking about learning something new? There's something about learning going on with you.
Yes, I'm starting school in May for Oriental Medicine.
There you go. They're saying, yes, this is the right path for you. They're also saying that you're worthy of it and that it was worth waiting for. It looks like you've been waiting for this, and it's coming around for you now. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay,
that
good.
Awesome.
Okay, so I'm getting the definitely yes around that, and you're going to do wonderful. You seem that you're going to be really good at this. This particular modality of healing. They're also showing me water around you. It's important for you to be surrounded by water. And it's also important for you to drink more water. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you're not drinking enough water. They're saying that practice makes perfect. So, that the more that you, drink water, I don't know why they're bringing the practice with this, but the more that you, because it's like a practice.
Breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Practice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, practice. I thought you said breakfast.
Oh, no, practice. Practice. Yeah, practice drinking water. That sounds good. I guess that has to be what they're trying to say, practice drinking water. They're also showing me for you to exercise. Do you understand that, Michelle? It's important for you because it feels like when you exercise, that's the only time that you really get out of the mind completely. It seems like you're in the mind a lot. Do you get what I'm saying with this? You think and you think and you think and you're always thinking. So they're talking about how important it is for you to walk, to walk outside. The nature is really important to you. Water is important to you. Because this feels like the only time that you really can, it feels like a meditation for you. Do you understand this, Michelle?
Yes, I totally understand. It's true.
Yeah, so, but they're calling you, that they're saying that you need to do that on a daily basis, because it's very important, or else your body gets very tight and you feel very rigid. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay,
I do.
Good. And they're also saying to listen to your true feelings, that it's really important for you to listen to what you're really feeling, because sometimes you're feeling things, but you're not really, first of all, expressing it the way that you want to. You don't want to hurt people. You're very sensitive, so you don't want to hurt other people. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And they're taking me to your throat, and they're saying that we need to clear some stuck energy there on the throat. Do I have your permission to pull that so that you feel that you can speak your truth, so that you can actually hear the messages of what truth is? Do I have permission to pull that? Thank you. Hold on. You're pulling. There's a lot of stuck energy there. Thank you. It almost feels like I'm being choked, so hold on. And they're saying it's okay for you to speak your truth. Thank you. That you're safe. You're safe. Thank you. And you're going to do wonderful at school because you're a really great, great learner. Thank you. And they're talking about when you are in school, I don't know why, but they're showing me for you to make sure you snack. You know, not to eat. You understand this? Because it's not good for you.
Yes, I have an eating. Yeah, I have kind of an eating disorder. I don't eat very good.
Okay, so they're saying that you need to snack. Bring in snacks when you're going to school, because that it's not good for you if you do not eat. Because I'm feeling like you're eating off of yourself. They're showing me you eating off of yourself, that food that you don't have in your body. Do you understand that? So
Yes. This
is why it's so important. They're saying, okay, so we're going to reprogram. We're going to see where this comes from, because this is really not good for you at all in any way, shape, or form. And this is part of one of the reasons why you're not feeling well, because how can you? They're telling me that you need to juice. You need to, even if you just go to the vitamin shop and get a raw juice, you know, shake that you just put in with milk and juice it. Because your body, the alkaline in your body doesn't seem like where it's supposed to be. The minerals, the amino acids, they're out of balance. So you need to bring in that by raw juices. And you don't need to go and buy raw food and, you know, do the whole juicing thing. But just go to the vitamin shop, get something that's called raw food, and they even have a chocolate flavor, and juice it with milk. And it tastes good. I promise you, okay? You really need to do this to your body, because this is one of the reasons your body is not, you know, it needs more nutrients. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Are you agreeing with me? Are you going to do it for yourself?
I agree with you. Yes, I am going to do it. I am going to
okay,
do
hold
that.
On. Let me see where this eating disorder is coming from and permission to pull that. All right. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Thank you. All right. They're saying, okay, good. All right. This is a past life thing. They want to pull that out. Okay. It seems like in another lifetime where they're showing me you were heavy set. So this is where it's coming from. So we want to pull that out. All right. Thank you. 1 second. Do I have your permission? I need your permission for everything. All right. Michelle.
Thank you.
Hold on. Okay. They're pulling that. Thank you. And it's safe for you to eat. It's safe for you to eat. Pulling any and all fears of you eating. Beautiful. You're actually going to have a snack before you go to bed tonight, which is beautiful. I see that. Thank you so much. All right.
If you're ready, I'm going to move you on to Josie.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm sending you lots of love, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you, Elsa. You too.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
All right. You were on with Josie from Canada.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, this is Faye. How are you?
What is your name?
Jose.
Yeah. Okay. I like that accent. Jose.
Okay. Well, that's the Dutch accent. I live in Canada, so.
It's beautiful. Jose. Okay. Hi, Jose.
Okay.
How can
Thank
I help you.
You?
You're welcome.
Well, I read actually on Facebook that you were doing the readings, and I've never done an angel reading up until now. So, I don't know. I was just compelled to call and see who you were. And
right. Beautiful. You know, I know you want an angel reading, but right now, for some reason, they're showing me a dragonfly around you. And
okay.
they're showing, but I am going to do angel reading, but right now they're doing some animal reading. So they're showing me that there's definitely dragonflies around you, and this is about illusions and transformation, and that you know who you really are, and it's time for you to allow yourself to come out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. Indeed it does. Yeah. I have a practice in energy healing, and it seems to take off. And actually, you asked the other girl if she had a question, and I didn't. But if I would have any question, it is that I have trouble how to put it all together, because everything is asking time, and being more successful is even, you know, taking more of my time away. So I'm a little bit stuck in where to get my help and what have other people coming in and do for me.
Because another animal that showed up around you was a raccoon, and a raccoon is about, you know, that you have all the resources that you need. It's just about you, you know, really getting out of the way in order to receive the messages that you need to make that happen. You understand what I'm saying by that? So they want you to go to that place of meditation. They want you to, you know, really trust in them, that the resources are going to come. Everything's going to come. I'm also getting that there's actually some fear of success. So I'd like to pull any fears that you might have of succeeding. Sometimes we don't recognize that we might have that fear deep down, and it's there, and we don't even know that it's there. And then we intentionally don't do things for ourselves. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I totally understand what you're talking about.
Okay, so do I have your permission to pull any and all fear of success in this lifetime and the other
life? Oh, yeah, you go ahead.
Thank you. Hold on 1 second. Pulling all fear and shifting that to it is safe to be successful, and you deserve it. Thank you. Hold on. As I'm seeing, you're a really good teacher. You're a really good leader. You know, it's just about putting all the dots together. They show me dots, and they just show me one dot after the other, and it's about aligning the dots. Do you understand what I'm saying? And how important
it is. Dots don't...
The what?
What do you mean with the dots?
It's like when, you know, you put all the dots together to create a line. Like you have a plan that you have to put all the dots together to make it happen.
Oh, okay. Yeah?
Yeah. And they're telling you that to immerse yourself in the artistic and creative expression, because you have a lot of creativity around you, and it's just about taking the time to do it.
Okay. That one I know what that's about. Yeah.
That one you know what that's coming from? Okay. Okay.
Oh,
very
that's
good.
Probably the writing. Yeah. The writing.
The
part
writing.
That
yes,
is
absolutely. That's the writing. I'm also getting a lot of love and energy from your parents. Or the angels are letting me know that your parents love you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there's something you need.
Really appreciate.
They're saying there's something you really need to hear.
They are gone for a long time.
Yes,
but,
I know.
Yeah.
I see that. That's why I'm getting that. And this is something that the angels are telling me that you needed to hear, because it's been a while. And for you to know that they love you very much, and, you know, that they are very proud of you, first of all, for you to know that. And that sometimes sometimes you're not very proud of yourself, but for you to recognize that perfection is not something is not real. Perfection is our mind just letting us know that we can never do it right. You understand? So we want to pull any energy of that it has to be perfect, or else we don't end up doing it. Do you see what I'm trying to say? So they want to pull that out and say there is no such thing as perfection, and that everything is perfect and it's in its divine order. All right? So do I have any – because I'm seeing perfection all over you. I want to pull all that out. Do I have your permission to pull that?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Thank you. All right, hold on. And it's perfect that I am who I am, and that is perfect. Thank you. Okay, that's good. They always give
me
whatever wording. All right, thank you.
All right, and we are running out of time.
Yes, well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much. It was a great reading. Thank you. You were so right on.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Blessings.
All right. I want to thank you for being on the show this evening, and it's so great to have you on. And before we run out of time, just do me a favor and give your website out again so people can find out more about your work.
Thank you, Mark. It's angelhealingwings.com. And thank you so much.
Oh, that's great. Pamela, are you still there?
I am. I'm listening very intently.
Thank you,
all right.
Pamela.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show. And for everybody that
was
listening, you are listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And you can find out more about us on the internet at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com.
Love
and light,
you guys.
Everybody. Good night,
love
everybody.
You guys.
Love
good
you.
Night, bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Night.